God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out, cross that way, strike them down, to make them pay, and change their
top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Friday, January 31st, 2020. Just to sort of finish that thought, I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, everything's not a conspiracy, but some things are. Just because, you know, what's the joke that goes to a psychologist, and the punchline is something like, just because everyone's not out to get you doesn't mean no one is. Anyway, so this, you know, companion story, WHO declares, WHO, World Health Organization, but everyone just, you know, it's an acronym now. WHO. What does it, I wonder what the psychological implications are when WHO is capitalized and people say WHO. WHO declares international health emergency over coronavirus outbreak? To me, it's a fiendish sort of Machiavellian, Charles Baudelaire, greatest trick the devil ever pulled, convincing the world he doesn't exist. Or, you know, the finest trick of the devil is persuading you that he doesn't exist. WHO declares international health emergency over coronavirus outbreak? So WHO does? Wink, wink. If you put a question mark on the end of that, then it's kind of interesting. And so are all of the rest of the articles with similar headlines. And of course, you know, in all of these stories, again, why does story after story have to, there's another one from RT, deadliest day for China, coronavirus claims record number of victims in 24 hours as more countries confirm infections. See? Be afraid, be very afraid. Isn't RT a state propaganda outlet? As I recall, I think it is. Then why are you reading from it? Well, Hebrews chapter 5. Have your senses trained to discern good and evil through practice. And so sometimes we wade through the cesspool to, I don't know, strengthen our discernment, perhaps. But every story, every one of these stories has the, you know, in that last case, actually both of these folks in little, like they do in China, you know, it's a very high impact visual display. We have a person all dressed up in rubber and a little face mask, but, you know, they're wearing a paper mask that obviously, you know, it's like everything else goes out the window. What are you expecting, that someone's just going to erupt mucus on the front of you and you can pull your plastic garb off, including your face shield? It's absurd. The paper mask, and so everyone's wearing paper masks. I could envision a scenario where someone was taking photos. The way that everyone is situated and the angle is perfect, it's difficult to argue that the possibility doesn't exist, at least. That it's a Bernaysian photo op. It sure is amazingly coincidental that while these screenings are going on, someone is there to capture it perfectly. You know, to photograph it. And people don't think about that stuff. The CNBC News article that I mentioned on Monday, does anyone think critically and wonder when someone was videoing perfectly the situation on the plane and there was someone with a paper mask for effect that got on the plane and escorted this person off? NBC News story. But it was. Does anyone wonder? Gosh, I wonder how that happened. Well, you know, somebody had their phone. Sure, possibly, but it's perfect quality video. And, you know, Edward Bernays did say newsworthy events don't happen by accident. They are planned to influence behavior and actions. He did say that, and he was the guy who really institutionalized that practice. You know, there are big high-profile examples like women smoking torches of freedom, scantily clad on a float 100 years ago. Well, not quite, but still. But I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore. You know, there certainly aren't entire university curriculums to teach people how to do that. And there certainly aren't career paths in public relations. And there certainly aren't organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations where they practice those. Actually, I guess there are. So it has become a not just an institution, but a collection of institutions. It has become the overarching institution, for Pete's sake. But we're not supposed to suspect or allege that that might be the case here. We're not supposed to talk about reality and history and facts and things like that. Curious coincidences of timing. Again, I always think of Mike Rogers' words from the Benghazi incident. What do you think? Chris Wallace says. Mike Rogers says, well, the first thing you learn, you know, intelligence committee chair at the time, House Intelligence Committee chair, and he says, well, you know, the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And every time you see a situation like the coronavirus, that's what I think. How was it so coordinated? It's such a perfect Hollywood-styled psyop executed with military precision. How is that possible? In a week, think about what's happened. Since last Friday, the reporting last Friday, like I said on Monday and included in Monday's archive, coronavirus, 96 hours of problem, reaction, solution. That's what it was. So Washington Times, January 24th, virus hit Wuhan, has two laboratories linked to Chinese biowarfare program. Well, that's interesting. What could they possibly be doing? Next day, NBC Nightly News, sick passenger escorted off Baltimore flight as coronavirus fears grow. Baltimore? Maryland? Well, nothing strange goes on in that area ever, right? Next day, NBC Nightly News, coronavirus outbreak, five whole cases confirmed in the U.S. Oh, out of 320 million people, 5 cases. Ah, run. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Same day, Deutsche Welle reports China expects coronavirus outbreak to accelerate. Wait a minute. What? How do you know? How did you know? What was the... You don't even know where it is exactly or where it came from exactly, but you expect it to accelerate. That's very curious. And then the one that I didn't mention on Monday but included in Monday's archive, the CNBC article, J&J, Johnson & Johnson, pretty confident, quote unquote, it can create China coronavirus vaccine. What? That was January 27. So, you know, there you go. 96 hours of problem, reaction, solution. Only it's never problem, reaction, solution. It's always solution. It's always goal setting. You know, how could we, let's see, we want to kill a bunch of people. We want to engineer a scenario where they give up more of their freedom and security for this alleged, presumed, whatever. You know, and again, you start thinking about the number of companies that is shrinking all the time with the consolidations, mergers and acquisitions and so forth. The number of organizations that are, you know, presumably, I suppose, in charge of these kinds of efforts. The number of organizations is growing smaller and smaller, and as is the commensurate number of folks in charge of those efforts. And so do Lord Acton's words apply with force, perhaps? Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. You know, to David's point, and I would say Glenn's as well, you know, and mine sort of confluence of discussion, you know, eugenics, again, earlier this week, Race Betterment, or last week, actually, Race Betterment conferences, I think John in Tennessee and I talked about that on Monday. Anyway, it's all the same discussion. Again, eugenics from the turn of the 20th century and a little bit before, and these families thinking, you know, this, as James Corbett aptly put it, the new divine right of kings says that we, and dictates that we are, you know, we are the good stock. We are the breeders, and we need to get rid of the useless eaters. So you want to do these things. You want to engineer a scenario like this. You want people to go along with it. What a magnificent and fortuitous, serendipitous set of circumstances and events was set in motion in just 96 hours. Amazing! Johnson & Johnson pretty confident can create China coronavirus vaccine. So like I said, imagine the I Am Legend, you know, World War Z kind of scenario. I feel like we're pressing in on it. We're like, you know, nose pressed to the glass on it at this point. Possibility. We got to get to the flip, so we'll do that in a second. But, you know, J&J scientific officer, pretty confident they can create coronavirus vaccine as outbreak widens. That was January 27, CNBC article. We should play that clip a little bit. It's an 8-minute interview. But Johnson & Johnson's chief scientific officer, Dr. Paul Stoffels, told CNBC on Monday that he believes the drug maker can create a vaccine in the coming months to fight against the fast-spreading coronavirus. And what's interesting is when you hear guys like this talk, they'll talk about SARS and, you know, just different efforts that they've, SARS and Zika, again, speaking of things that seem to fall out of labs. Well, we're not supposed to talk about that. Look away, gaslight, look away. Unbelievable. Is it not curious to anyone? I mean, it seems weird before something is a thing. Oh, well, we could probably create a vaccine for, yeah, we could totally create a vaccine for that. For what? It's not even a thing. Oh, it's going to be a thing. We're pretty sure it's going to be a thing. Really? So it's not a thing, but you're sure it's going to be a thing, and you think you can create a vaccine for that? You know, setting aside the myriad, the plethora, the Pandora's box of concerns. Holy cow. Your better judgment on every level. Does anyone who just buys the establishment propaganda narrative entirely believe, do they not think that, you know, I mean, sometimes people make mistakes. We're all human. We're not perfect. When you rush to judgment on something, sometimes you are hasty. If you rush to market on something like this, sometimes it causes problems. I mean, after all, what is it, classaction.com? The, you know, open lawsuits. Now Equifax data breaches. Breaking. First Roundup cancer trial results in $298 million verdict. So which is it, you know, when it comes to the pharmaceutical industry, for example, drugs, Roundup weed killer. Well, that wasn't, you know, so the drugs, the pharmaceutical industry, it's like a rinse and repeat little conveyor belt system. You know, you get it approved through the FDA and government channels, and it becomes today's wonder drug. And then by tomorrow, actually, yesterday it was the wonder drug. Today it's the class action lawsuit. Tomorrow it's the rebranded wonder drug. And so, you know, you have that little carousel going on. These things happen. In real life, that does happen. In spite of the Jedi mind trick, oh yeah, no, we can create a vaccine and nothing bad would ever come of that. Because nothing ever has. Oh wait, look away. I'm dumbfounded, really. You know, we're supposed to be just little children, patted on the head. Don't think. Not only do you not think for yourself, you just don't think at all, apparently. Any critical thought from any direction, any angle on any of this should send alarm bells ringing to the rooftops. And so, you know, the hysterical frenzy must continue so that you can't pause for a moment in the melee to say, now, hold on a second. But here on this broadcast where we listen to paint dry, we slow down a little bit sometimes and we investigate. So before we get to the clip, the one clip in question, you know, again, just go to YouTube and The High Wire with Del Big Tree. Coronavirus, James Lyons Wheeler, PhD, Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. He had some interesting remarks yesterday in the High Wire live stream. So we'll get to that. But first, some of the other stuff. Speaking of Derek Bros on opting out of Technocracy, interview with James Corbett. Ironically, it was Derek Bros, the author of the article. And it was published on RBN. I don't know why I couldn't find it. I think there was some kind of magic trick, but it was sitting right in front of my face. Your smart vehicle is recording your every move. That's on RBN, posted by RBN staff. Also at Activist Post, the source of the article by Derek Bros. Your recent reports indicate that data gathered by automakers and tech companies could be the next front in the battle over digital privacy. It's everything. And again, this gets back to the 5G discussion. That's why bad guys want to do that. Again, if you're the devil and you want to see everything and be seen by no one, what a perfect scenario. And this is part of the reason why the discussion is that data is worth more than whatever. You know, data is the new oil. Big data in particular. And anyway, I appreciate, thank you, Larry, for sending me that too, another copy of that. Stick around, folks, we'll be right back.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. Before we get to this clip, I want to go back to the phone in a second here, but I always think when Del Bigtree talks to Jeffrey Jackson, that Jeffrey sounds like, I would say the opposite of me. He seems to, and this is my speculation, but he seems to lean in the direction of believing the establishment media with a degree of skepticism. I, on the other hand, don't believe really anything that comes out of the mainstream media, which kind of reminds me of, you know, Larkin, Texas, what I would call, you know, hysterical animosity toward that kind of stuff. He has a violent, you know, allergy to it, I would say. And I just remember, you know, almost 10 years ago, the discussion, Chris, stop talking about these stories. Anyway, it's not that, just as a point of clarification, it's not that everything that comes out of the mainstream channels is entirely false. That wouldn't work. That couldn't work. It wouldn't be believable then. That is not how good propaganda works. But context or schema, as they say, is imperative. And it's astonishing, since, you know, no one learns proper grammar or language structure or the construction of sentences and paragraphs and thoughts and ideas these days. No wonder the discussion falls largely on deaf ears. I mean, for younger generations who don't know any different, especially, I would say, it's not entirely their fault. But context or schema, so to speak, is imperative. And the classic example, in my opinion, is Luke chapter 4. The devil is quoting Psalm 91 verbatim to Jesus. And yet in John 8, Jesus calls him a liar and the father of lies, and he says there's no truth in him. Does that mean that Psalm 91 is not true? No, it means that context and schema, so to speak, is imperative. And if you remove it or change it, you are a liar. And it's just that simple. There's no need to get into Machiavellian shades of gray. So that's, you know, that's kind of how I view all of those stories or all of these things. And it's fascinating to me how people don't see. Once you have, and I know that listeners to this broadcast and network know, once you have seen the picture in the picture, so to speak, you can't unsee it. But those who don't see it, they can't see it. So you're looking at the same thing, and you're having that classic argument over the same picture. No wonder it, you know, fuels the perpetually irreconcilable conflict. So we need to humble ourselves, step back, and say, well, what are you seeing? So that's what I see. You know, yes, these stories are filled with facts, including things that originate from sources who, asked to remain anonymous because blah, 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 blah. Sure, some plausibly deniable scenario that allows, you know, what would otherwise be CIA staff journalists to remain, you know, behind the pale of the wizard's curtain. Anyway, that's how I view these stories. They are, sure, they have facts. Sure, there is enough factual information to create a perception and an air of believability and credibility. But that's because that's how good propaganda works. It has to. Doesn't work otherwise. But at the same time, people are inundated with weird dissociative suspension of disbelief sorts of propaganda and messaging constantly, and that brings your barriers down, I think. You know, a giraffe eating Skittles in the rainbow or whatever, you know, that whole scenario, that messes with your mind in ways that people don't realize. Anyway, we'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Looking for too many things at the same time. All right, so let's just go to the phones real quick. We'll go back to the phones and grab Greg in Washington. Greg, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, piggybacking on your last input, the same thing can be said about vaccinations. A vaccination would be a good thing because it stimulates the body to do its job in advance of some outside attack. But the reality is the body is designed to get things through an oral input. There's a concept called protein tolerization, where when it goes into the system, your body then has some time to mount its defenses against this foreign protein. If you inject it into the blood, that's a full-scale assault on the system, very traumatizing and just overwhelming the system. And that's what they found with the polio vaccine. If you gave them shots, you know, there was a lot of adverse reactions. So they went to a oral presentation. I think it was called the Sabin oral polio vaccination. And that's the way it's supposed to be done. So right off the front, when you're given a vaccination, you know you're putting your body in a bad system, even if the vaccination is the best product available, which we know is probably not the case. But most people don't really have enough medical knowledge to realize how traumatic a injection into the bloodstream is on the human system.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point.
Well, that's it. You never find, you know, somebody like a doctor or whatever even challenging the pharmaceutical presentation, even though they should know better. And you know, that should be one of their first concerns, is not so much what the vaccination is all about, but how you're putting it into the system. And are you challenging the system just by the technique you're using to implement the vaccination?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Personally, I would, you know, that, again, that sets aside the entire broader discussion there, and I'm of a mind and opinion that I'd rather just let my body figure it out on its own, but that's a whole different discussion. And in the context of vaccine discussion, yes, that is a valid point, and I appreciate you making it.
All right, great show. Keep on listening.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate your call. The clip, I want to bounce around a little bit if we can, just not too much, but just enough to sort of frame the context of this. You know, again, Jeffrey Jackson, first, Del Bigtrius was talking to him. For those who didn't listen to the live stream, again, the title of the live stream, yesterday's High Wire with Del Bigtree live stream broadcast, is Coronavirus, what they aren't telling you. And there's a more recent installment. Just play that, you know, breaking coronavirus, source of coronavirus revealed, ? But I want to give you this first. Actually, do it that way. I want to bounce around a little bit. And, you'll get a flavor for what's going on. Jeffrey Jackson usually is, to me, you know, again, I sort of framed the context of how I see him viewing things versus how I view things. And again, that's entirely my own speculation. But the conversation between him and Del Bigtree is kind of where this starts. And then we'll skip forward from there. So go ahead, please.
Representing the coronavirus. I don't want to do that today. I may even surprise you with my perspective. I still really am into science. Don't forget that as we walk through this. You may not know exactly how I think. Jeffrey, so let's get started. Obviously, my understanding of this is it started out, there's this idea that there's this fresh fish market or food market. This coronavirus somehow got into human beings. I've heard things like it's, you know, it comes from bats. I've been seeing pictures of bat soup. Then I heard about it's a bat and a snake somehow came together, had a brainchild in this virus. So we've heard it all. We've heard about patents on vaccines for coronavirus, and this has been leaked on purpose. So let's try and just plow through all of that, can we? what is it you found when you really started investigating this?
Yeah, let's dig into this. So, well, I guess let's talk about an update. So the first thing to say is the World Health Organization was supposed to convene their International Health Regulations Committee as we speak right now. I was watching for that before the show, and it was not happening. That's been postponed. What they were supposed to do, or what they were suggested, that a lot of experts I looked at online saying that they were going to declare this a public health emergency of international concern, which is basically a call to action for the global community to come together because of a heightening crisis. So again, that's been postponed for, it looks like, a couple hours. So perhaps when this show is over, they'll be convening, and we'll, but so far they have not had this call to action. They had not called this a global a public health emergency.
So obviously, we were actually expecting it. I think it was going to happen even before the show. We were planning to be able to watch it, bring some breaking news. So obviously, this is getting pushed back because, as I was saying, this is one of the fastest changing stories I've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. It's really evolving in many bizarre and strange ways. Okay, so that meeting's not happening. What else do we know that's breaking today?
The CDC, with about an hour ago, updated that the first human-to-human transmission of the 2019 nCoV virus, novel coronavirus, occurred in Chicago. So that makes six cases now. There was five. There's now six cases in the United States. That's the first human-to-human transmission. Why that's a big deal is because most of the cases have been in mainland China, way over 90% of the cases. And anybody that was any cases outside of mainland China have basically been associated with people that have traveled to or been in contact with people in China for the most part. So the first reporting of
that's probably enough on that. So you get an idea of what's going on there. I mean, they're talking facts and stuff. And when I first started listening, I was kind of thinking, what are we doing here? But then it gets on track, or back on track, I would say, maybe is a way to put it. And I really appreciated Dell Bigtree. And again, for those who don't know, this is an award-winning former CBS producer, of The Doctors in particular, who he's good at what he does. He obviously understands production value and quality, and has a very masterful way of, I think, staying on point. And some of us have difficulty with that sometimes, but maybe because there are too many things going on, he has more help than we have. So in my defense. Anyway, he does a great job. And so getting back on track, it's interesting with his high level, so to speak, perspective. It's interesting how he views the media hysteria and frenzy. And so with that in mind, here's the next segment. Go ahead, please.
Well, this person used information. Well, at the time, as we're doing right now, we're giving you the best evidence we have, as evidenced by the World Health Organization, who made this really a pretty bad error. That was just, wasn't anything except their error. So that's an interesting data point there, too. We're doing the best we can with the information we have.
It's interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine, and, really close friend, just yesterday. And she was saying, I'm not really that worried about the coronavirus. And I find it funny when I talk to my friends that are really panicking about it. And I said to her, but you don't really watch much TV, right? She's like, I'm not really much of a TV watcher. I said, well, that's the thing. See, you're not getting this constant programming that, we're all in trouble. We're all going to die. Pharma's the only thing that can save us. And, one of the things, Jeffrey, I think is really problematic, whether this turns out to be a big issue or not, is that our media has really, I think of the children's fable about the boy who cried wolf. They keep screaming wolf every time, and then the crowd runs up and they all get prepared and they're all ready to go, and then it ends up being a non-story. And the news is doing that on every single story. We're in the middle of an Iranian war, and that lasts half a day, and then tomorrow it's a totally different story. Or deadly snowstorms, as though snowstorms kill people. Everything is just, they ramp everything, and I think think about like Spinal Tap, right? They just turn everything up to 11 all the time. And so what happens if we really do have an issue? What happens if we really do need people to wake up and say, actually, there's something really dangerous going on. I think people are just being deadened to it. We just sort of tamper it down and say, you know what? It's just a giant overreaction. We can't trust the media because they're always out of their minds on every single issue they have. I think that's one of the dangers.
That sort of ties back into the discussion of learned helplessness and the Vladislav Surkov-style avant-garde theater, where you can't believe anything, and therefore, you know, you throw your hands up and you say, oh, well, but like Adam Curtis pointed out, you know, in that 2014 BBC wipe, that's what they want you to say. That's what he said. So that, I think, is something that, again, you would think people would start exercising some critical thought, but people won't believe what's going on inside. You can't trust your own lying eyes and ears and conscience and, you know, frontal lobe and all those kinds of things. No, instead, believe the propaganda and believe the stories, you know, and part of that gets back again to what Glenn and Philly was saying, but it's astonishing. You don't know, we don't know, none of us know what exactly. I mean, people will say, well, you can't say that everything CNN does is propaganda and a conspiracy. Well, yes, I actually could say that if I felt so inclined, and I think I could even make a case for that, but that would harken back to what I said before about context and so forth. But the fact is that some things are, and CNN has been caught, and, you know, Brian Williams has been caught. Folks have been caught telling big, you know, fairy tales for specific and, I would say, nefarious reasons. So then why wouldn't you, you know, why suspend your critical thought and not maybe just investigate a little bit? Anyway, we need to continue on. So here is the next segment with the information that I really wanted to get to. And so it's timely. We're just about at the end of today's broadcast. Go ahead, please.
Theory right now, but what I want to do is I want to get into science a little bit. So why don't you stick around, Jeffrey, in case we have any numbers or questions. But I want to bring in Dr. James Lyons Weiler, who is the head of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. James, thank you for joining us. Now, you have an ability that I don't have or Jeffrey has to actually look at the genetic sequencing and understand what we're really talking about. So just to begin with, James, isn't a coronavirus technically a common cold? I mean, I just want to start there. What is a coronavirus? I've always heard that that's what a common cold is.
Sure. If you're looking at this particular coronavirus, this coronavirus belongs to a family of viruses that are most closely related to the bat coronaviruses. There's no doubt about it. Most of the genome sequence tells us that this virus is definitely clustered within the bat coronaviruses. However, when we look at the rest of the genomic sequence, there's an insertion element. It's a very unusual element that actually is causing problems with placement of this virus. The Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge analysis shows that the Wuhan strain of this virus clusters together overall. The published phylogenetics has a hard time placing it with only 75% support. And there this inserted element, yeah, what you see there is the 75% support that's circled there. All of the other nodes you'll see on that tree, this is a phylogenetic tree of coronaviruses, actually have 100% support, with one exception, that's 95. And so what's disrupting the phylogenetic signal of placing this into a unique monophyletic group, as it's called in phylogenetics, is, I believe, this inserted element. This inserted element the origins of which was speculated by some Chinese researchers who published a study just last week, was speculated to have originated in snakes, but it's not based on its sequence itself. It's based on something called codon bias. When we encode proteins by DNA, different organisms actually have different biases in the codons that they use to make proteins from DNA. But that's not very strong evidence to say that that came from snakes at all. In fact, the Wired published...
So let me just get this straight. And James, I want you to stay right where you are. For those of you that are watching the High Wire for the first time, I'm not running a one-minute segment here. I'm not going to throw you a bunch of headlines. I actually am really curious about the science, and so we'll try and simplify it and get it to you. But here on the High Wire, we actually want the information. And for those of you that fully understand this, great. For those of you who don't, if you want to see any of the articles or the things that we're referencing, even the slides that James Lyons Weiler is providing, all you have to do right now is type I-C-A-N in on Facebook if you're watching in the comments, and we will supply you with all the information so you can read it yourself and go over it. Go to your friend that's a scientist and see if you want to double check it. I'm all about transparency. I'm not trying to push some idea on you. I'm trying to give you the information so that you can look at it. If you're on any other platform, either the highwire.com or YouTube or maybe iTunes, and you want this information, then you can use a text. Just text us at 33222 and type in your messages ICAN, I-C-A-N, and we'll provide you with all the documents. Now, I mean, so what I'm hearing is, you know, somehow a bat and a snake get together, they cross-contaminate some type of virus, and that's one of the arguments of what took place. Somehow a snake coronavirus mixes with a bat coronavirus and creates this new coronavirus that's now sweeping the world. Is that sort of generally what they're saying?
Well, no, that's not generally what they're saying. That's what one team of researchers speculated. It's a speculative hypothesis.
But that was no hypothesis. Okay.
Yeah, and there's no support
bats
for that.
Bats and snakes sleeping together, folks. What is the world coming to?
It's not impossible to have viral recombination among different species, right? So there are coronaviruses that are found in snakes. There are coronaviruses that are found in bats. However, since those researchers could not find any match, genetic match, of that inserted element that we found at the end terminus of the genome of this new coronavirus, nCoV-2019.
Now, to be clear, the reason, and you're saying all this, they released it, right? They released this genetic code so you can look at it. China said, hey, everybody in the world, take a look at this thing because you should know what you're dealing with, right? So we are able to look at it.
Yeah, I've analyzed the entire genome sequence of this virus and compared it to the entire genome sequence of all the other coronaviruses that we have data for. And this weird element that doesn't belong there, I found that it actually did match a vector technology that was from the 1998 was the first time it was published in the Proceedings in the National Academy of Science. This vector technology is a mechanism by which molecular biologists insert new genes into viruses and bacteria. This vector technology is called a P-shuttle SN vector. Now, it's really unusual to find a vector technology sequence in a virus that's circulating in humans. And so naturally, one thing that we can say, I think for certain, is this particular virus has a laboratory origin. So we can
rule out. So what you're saying is this technology is something scientists use to put in and insert things into the genetic coding of a virus to work with it. And what you're saying is that this is an actual product that scientists use that's now been found by you in what was said to be a wild virus. How would a technology end up into a wild strain virus?
That's exactly
clearly?
Right. Put clearly. And it should not be in the wild. Animals anywhere. And in fact, if you then take that sequence and compare it to other proteins that it encodes, we find that it's actually a SARS protein that was put into a coronavirus for the purpose of making the vaccine work better. That's why this element, I believe, is in there. That's the science is showing us that element is in there to create a more reactogenic, a more immunogenic vaccine. So if that's the case, That doesn't also rule out a bioweapons origin, where they may do the same thing for other reasons. So if we could talk for a minute about the patents, of course, there's patents for every virus on the planet that's been genetically modified. The world is swarming. Laboratories are swarming with genetically modified viruses for research purposes, for the purpose of vaccines. Our country called for an end to the creation of these Frankenstein viruses that have more killing potential or are more contagious than their wild cousins in a very strongly stated article, specifically in 2015, that said, if we mess around with coronaviruses, we could get an accidental release. Now, the mechanism by which this particular virus made it into humans is unknown. Was it an escape from a bioweapons lab? We don't know. Was it somebody working in a laboratory that artificially, accidentally infected themselves? We don't know. Was it a vaccine that the Chinese government was experimenting with? And there's an interesting body of literature, Del, that shows that if you use a SARS vaccine in ferrets, in rats, or in monkeys, and then they get a secondary infection of a natural SARS virus, the elderly and the immunocompromised end up dying. It's like a two-hit problem. So what we may in fact be looking at is a hidden attempt by the Chinese to get a jump on this, you know, the economics of vaccines. You know them full well. You cited them week after week.
I want to see that quote that just came up. Can I just read this quote really quickly that just came up? This is these SARS-CoV vaccines all induced antibody and protection against infection with SARS-CoV. However,
there's more, but that's kind of a longer point that they get into right here. But that's quite a soundbite, wouldn't you say? That's quite a soundbite. That is a scientifically based, fact-based assessment by James Lineweiler of the coronavirus situation. This 2019 NCOV nonsense. It's pretty clear that it came out of a lab one way or another. And doesn't that... So first of all, we have a problem. And can you see why I say, you know, the I am legend scenario? Well, first we cooked up something that was supposed to do something good. And in this case, you know, the argument, the ostensible argument was that it was ostensibly, you know, it made something ostensibly more efficacious, perhaps. But I don't even think that's a legitimate argument. I could see how someone might advance that. It originated in a lab, as James Lineweiler was saying, to promote efficacy or to improve efficacy. And suddenly it creates a problem that we gotta, you know, engineer a solution for real fast. What could possibly go wrong? I am legend scenario, World War Z scenario, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, pretty crazy stuff. And, you know, the companion video that you can watch in your own time, breaking source of coronavirus revealed, ? That was the other high wire video published yesterday. So that'll do it for today's broadcast and for the week, obviously. I hope it was informative. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.